Meditation is a long, winding road. A long, winding road. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with meditation. Meditation is a long, winding road. We all have the opportunity to think about things, and we cogitate over ideas, and we consider things. And as we consider these things, we're really going into a long, cogitative sort of attitude where we're thinking about various ideas, we're wondering about ideas, we're considering ideas, and we're saying to ourselves, my goodness sakes, I wonder how that's going to work out. A long, winding road. We just move on and move on. Now, have you ever meditated? Consciously meditated? Have you ever thought about anything? That's meditation. And as you thought about it, have you thought, well, it sure would be interesting to do those things. It would be interesting to walk that path. It'd be interesting to think about these things and think, what is it that I'd really like to do? Now, a lot of times you think to yourself, what is it that is important to me? What is it that makes my life really exciting and really wonderful and really worthwhile? What is it that makes my life an exciting game and makes me feel that it's something I want to get involved in very much? Well, I look at my desk and I say at my desk, okay, on my desk I have all sorts of ideas that I'm thinking about. I'm writing different books. I'm writing different articles. I'm writing some poetry. I'm writing some prose. I'm thinking of these things. And then I say, well, now, what should I write about? So I just sit quietly and meditate on what I should write about. And I like the term of values. Values to me are such a crucial and vital aspect of all areas of life that if I understand values and if I can write so positively that other people understand the values that I'm talking about, then the values are really able to be transmitted. They're really able to be told to other people. Now, what is our value of how we want to live our life? How do we want to live our life? Do we want to live our life and be happy? Or do we want to live our life and just sort of always be in a defense mode, always be angry at something, always be looking at unfinished business? Well, an illustration of that might be, out in front of our house, the road is sort of incomplete. It's not very complete, it's not very wonderful. It has some holes in it, and it's sort of ugly. And I talked to my city councilman, and I said, can we get that paved? Can we get that taken care of? And they said, sure, we'll do it. We'll put it on the docket. Well, the docket comes and goes, and spring, fall, summer, and winter come and go, and the potholes get worse and worse. And then I think to myself, okay, now, I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to repair those roads, those holes, and those areas myself. I'm going to put a whole new cause in motion. And so I say to myself, okay, I'm going to meditate on how it is when the road is repaired. It's a long, winding road to get to that point, but how is it that the road is repaired? Now, am I going to think about the equipment coming out and with the jackhammers and busting up the road and putting in new pavement? Am I going to think of the asphalt trucks coming out and filling the potholes on a temporary basis so they'll last another year or two? Am I going to think of the techniques that these things are going to be done? Am I going to think of how the road is going to be repaired? Am I going to think of who's going to do it? And is it the city or is it me or is it who's going to take care of it? Is some company going to come in and do it for the city? How is it going to be done? Well, the more I think about it, the more I realize that I have no idea how it's going to be done. I can imagine all sorts of ideas, but I have no idea. So what really is it that is important to me? Well, what's important to me is that it is done. That the pavement is done, that the pavement is beautiful, that the road in front of my home, the road going up and down my street here, the roads that I travel to the grocery market, and that I go to my job, and I go to church, and I go to school, the roads that I take are all in perfect condition. I don't think about other roads in town. They want to be perfect too, but I think about the roads that I use, because they're the long roads that I travel and I see every day, and I want to see them perfect. Okay, now, as I drive along, rather than paying attention to the potholes and missing them, I see myself driving on a beautiful street. I see myself driving along perfectly, wonderfully. I see the roads beautiful. I see all of the roads beautifully constructed, beautifully maintained, beautifully conditioned, a lovely thing. I see along the side of the road flowers growing. I see the lawns of people along the road that I travel, all beautifully manicured, beautifully mowed. I see all of the houses in beautiful repair. I see all the trees growing abundantly along my path, and it's a wonderful thing to see. I see all these things, and I'm so happy. It's my vision. It's my meditation. My meditation is on, it is done. It is complete. It is fulfilled. I am not seeing it as a work in progress, but I see it as a work complete. I see it as a beautiful road. I drive down, my city has the most beautiful streets in the world. My village has the most beautiful streets in the world. My world, wherever I may be, has the most beautiful streets ever to be. And that's how I see them. And wherever I drive, my roads are all in perfect repair, in perfect condition. And all of the surrounding grounds are perfect. All of the trees, all of the flowers, all of the houses, all of the sidewalks, all of the lawns, they're all manicured beautifully. When I fly over Switzerland, I look down at the Swiss countryside, and all these patches of green and all these patches of farmland, and they're all from the height of the airplane. They look like perfectly manicured lawns, beautifully manicured around these little chalet-type houses that are all over the Swiss community. And it's just gorgeous looking down and seeing it so beautiful. Now, is it that way for me? Oh, yes. Now, when I land and I get close up to it, will I see it that way, or will I see the imperfections? Well, for me, I maintain that same viewpoint I have from on high. When I look down and see the beautiful landscaped lawns of the Swiss area, I can look down at my own community too, from up above in the airplane, and I can see everything in divine order. And then, as I get closer to it, I continue to see it in divine order, because that's the picture I have in my mind, and that's the picture I have in my world. Everywhere I go, it is that way. And lo and behold, it is that way. The more I practice this, the more I train myself in this, the more I live in this attitude of awareness of all is in divine order, the more my meditation reveals itself as a fulfilled and a magnificent expression. And it's just a matter of, do I want that or don't I want it? And if I want it, I get it. Meditation is for me. Meditation is for my dream come true. Meditation is for my life fulfilled. Oh, yes. It's a long, winding road and a beautiful road, but it's a meditation of fulfillment. It's a meditation of revelation. It's a meditation of completion. It's a meditation of that's what it is. And when I have that kind of meditation going on in my world, in my life, in my experience, it's pretty wonderful. And I live pretty exciting experiences. It's a very dynamic and wonderful expression for me. And I know it, and I love it, and I enjoy it now. It's a wonderful thing. Join me in this meditation of fulfillment, because that's what it's all about. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.